U.S. military cargo planes are flying to Iran as part of a massive international relief effort. These are the first U.S. aircraft to land there since 1981, when Iran released 52 Americans taken hostage at the U.S. embassy in Tehran. State Department spokesman Adam Airoli would not put a dollar amount on the U.S. aid to earthquake victims, but calls it significant. Private relief groups say more could be accomplished if it weren't for enduring U.S. sanctions. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
State Department spokesman Airoli says that Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage called Tehran early Saturday and offered U.S. assistance. Iran accepted. According to Airoli, both State and Defense Department teams are involved in what he indicates could be a sustained relief effort.
I would say that we stand ready to continue our assistance and to respond to the needs of the victims of this tragedy as appropriate and as requested.
Iranian Americans who've been raising money for the earthquake victims say Washington could help even more if it would relax its sanctions against Iran. Dr. Farshad Rastegar is chief executive officer of Relief International, a humanitarian organization based in Los Angeles. He says sanctions impede the relief effort.
We do have a problem with transferring this money to Iran for effective relief work.
Under U.S. sanctions, it is illegal for Americans as private citizens to send money or goods directly to Iran. And non-governmental organizations that work in Iran, such as Relief International, must obtain a special license from the Treasury Department. Rastegar says that his organization already had such a license because of its continuing reconstruction work in Iran following an earthquake last year. But he says the U.S. government caps his group's assistance effort at $450,000.
The Iranian American community just yesterday in a telethon raised here locally in Los Angeles about $700,000, and there's no way now legally to spend that money. So what to do?
Rastegar says Relief International has appealed to the Treasury Department to raise the cap. Bush administration officials stress that U.S. aid to Iran's earthquake victims is a purely humanitarian gesture and signals no plans by Washington to try to normalize relations with Tehran's hardline Islamist government. Rob Sobhani, adjunct professor of government at Georgetown University, says the U.S. assistance is very much in keeping with President Bush's Iran policy.
I think that the United States has compartmentalized its relationships with the governments of Iran and the people of Iran. I think we've indicated that we are supportive of the people of Iran, but that we have serious issues with the government of Iran.
Shireen Hunter, director of Islamic studies at the Washington-based Center for Strategic and International Studies, takes a somewhat more positive view of the situation. She says Washington's compassionate response, what she calls earthquake diplomacy, could improve the climate for renewing a dialogue.
One case of so-called earthquake diplomacy, which really did alter the dynamics of relations, was in the case of Greece and Turkey. When Turkish earthquake a few years ago occurred, and it was at the height of some Aegean crisis between Greece and Turkey, and Greeks who had themselves experienced a bad earthquake responded in an extraordinarily positive way. And I think that this really had a tremendous impact on the atmosphere of Greek-Turkish relations.
But Hunter says she does not expect American disaster assistance to have an immediate impact on U.S. relations with Tehran. Both she and Rob Sobhani suggest that any change in the U.S.-Iran relationship is unlikely until after elections in the United States and in Iran in 2004. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.